Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, so now that they've built it, do you think people will use it?
Well, that's going to be real interesting. This whole Central Subway saga goes back some 20-plus years. It's been built at a cost of $1.7 million for $1 billion. So it's about 1.7 miles. It goes from Chinatown down to 4th and Brannan, you know, roughly around the ballpark. And it comes to $1 billion a mile. It's 4 years overdue. And finally, the head of the MTA said, you know, earlier this year that it was going to be done by the fall of this year. So in order to make that promise a reality, they are, in fact, going to be opening it pretty much at the end of fall, November 19th. But it won't be open for the most of the public. What they're going to have is limited free weekend rides, not set schedules, and spend a couple of months trying to work the kinks out with the whole idea and the hope of really opening it up in January. But even then, I got to be honest with you, a lot of the people in transit and down in City Hall are wondering exactly how many people are going to take this subway ride, because it really doesn't hook up with the rest of the Muni system. It's kind of an independent floater there that has been built for political reasons as much as anything else.
So it's basically going to take people between Union Square and Chinatown.
Well, no, it starts with that. You can take it from Chinatown down to Union Square, all right, where literally the station is at Union Square. And you can continue taking it down to Moscone Center, which is just a couple of blocks down, and then to 4th and Brannan. So, Patty, it would go up and down that area. How many people actually going to take that ride or need to take that ride? That's a very iffy proposition. Originally, this thing was conceived and built with the idea of replacing the Embarcadero Freeway when it went down, because there was the fear that taking the freeway down that fed directly into Chinatown would kill the neighborhood. And so a deal was swung. They said, well, we'll put a subway in instead. But that was then. This is now. And not that many people travel back and forth. So it's a very big investment, a very big wait and see. It's been plagued with a lot of delays, but they're going to try to get it up and running. It's probably going to run, like most mass transit, at a deficit. So we're probably looking at $20 million a year or something like that to run it. We're not going to make that money back. Mass transit doesn't tend to make money back, but you can bet this one isn't going to. But they're not going to, you know, stop with this. They're already talking about extending the line to Fisherman's Wharf. So, Patty and Brett, you know, someday you'll may be able to go from 4th and Brannan all the way to Fisherman's Wharf. I don't know how often you'll make that ride, but it could be available. We'll see if they can get this first phase going. But the big question is now that they've built it, will people come? We'll see.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.